Okay, so yesterday we did the Mishnah, first Mishnah of the new parak. We Mishnah finishes on Ayin Aleph and Beis. We're up to the Gemara. Today's daf, official daf is Ayin Beis, it's quite short. Just to go over, get our bearings. The Mishnah, the parak started off with the halacha, that any zevach, any carbon that gets mixed up with chatas and mesas. So you have regular kavanas mixed with chatas, mesas, chatas that has to die. One of the five chatas we discussed that are Aser Bahana, they're destined for Misa, or Shar Nisko, which is Aser Bahana, if they gets mixed with Karbanes, the halacha is that even 1 in 1,000, which we said it sounds like from the Lashon Mishnah, 1 in 1,000 is one carbon, in a kosher carbon, in 1,000 Chatas Mesas, or in 1,000 Shar Nisko. The Gemara is going to ask, the Gemara we're up to is going to ask right away, what's the Chiddush? Okay. But the Mishnah says, even 1 in 1,000, which ultimately explains means even the other way, there's no Bittul, and they all have to go to death. You musa kul and they all die. So you can lose 1,000 karbanas because the one chatas mesis that's mixed in. We said if it's mixed up with things that are usur as a carbon, but mutter bahana in general, so then you let it get a mum. You let it graze, get a mum, and then you sell them all off, and you always use the highest prices to assume that was the kachim, that was the carbon, and the remainder is mutter, the remaining money is mutter for the owner to benefit from. Then the Mishnah went on to discuss cases of mixing up chulim with tmimim. We said that's very simple. If you mix up a carbon together with non-carbonous, they're all the same species, so you just simply sell them all for the sake of that carbon. Meaning you had 4 carbonous in there and 6 non-carbonous, so you know you have 6 available to sell. You make sure they're all sold. You sell the rights to the other 6 as carbonous. And of course, Rashi speaks out, Gemara Mishnah doesn't speak this out, but you bring them all, l'shem, the kind of bring them stam. They take all these animals that are now all eilus, let's say, and they bring them all, l'shem, whoever the Baalim is, which is what we spoke out on Daf Mem Vav, he's supposed to do anyway. He's supposed to bring a carbon, l'shem, whoever the Baalim is, without having in mind this particular Baalim, because you may come to have in mind the wrong Baalim. So anyway, we're not doing anything different than what's normally done. Kachim get mixed up with other kachim we spoke out in the Mishnah. If it's the same species, again, do exactly what we just said. Have him bring them all the kamaras to Kohanim, and then bring the shame whoever the kamar is supposed to be for. However, if it's different species of kachim, and the problem is that the avoda could be different, so over there we say, you have to let it get a mum, and then take the value of the higher amount of money and spend that on all the karbanas. So let's say you have 2 animals, one's a chat, one was an eila, one was a shlamim, they got mixed up. And the Ayla was worth, well, you know, one was worth 800, one was worth 600, you're not sure which is the Shlamim. You let them both get a mum, you sell them both, and you bring 2 new karbanas, an Ayla and a Shlamim, each one valued at? Very good, 800. So you have to top it off with 200 from your pocket. The end of the Mishnah just was that, let's say it gets mixed up with, I think we actually ran through this yesterday, with a Bechara Meiser. So Bechara Meiser, key details, it can't be redeemed. A Bechara Meiser, if they're whole, Tamim, they're brought as a carbon, and they have the regular dinim. Bukhar goes to Kayan, Maisa goes to the Bailam, fine. A Bukhar Maisa, they get a mum, they get shechted at home, in the house. They're not brought as a carbon. But not only that brought as carbon, of course, anything gets a mum that's not brought as a carbon. But most things that get a mum, you redeem them and use the money to bring a carbon in its place. A Bukhar Maisa, you don't bring a carbon in its place. If it gets a mum, it's just Nechel, the Mumun, the Bailam. So here you got a problem. You mix a Bukhar, a mum, a Bukhar, a Maiser, with other Kachim. What's the eight? So we said, what do you do normally? You let it get a mum, and then you redeem them, and you spend the higher amounts of money on each type of carbon, but you can't redeem a Bechara Meiser. So you know what you do? You let it get a mum again. You can do that. You redeem all the karbanas. Well, you don't redeem all them, I should say. You eat all the karbanas as if they're Bechara Meiser. Bechara Meiser have certain karbanas, how you eat them. You have to eat them privately in your house. You can't sell them in the market. You can't do certain things to them. Fine. You have to eat the karbanas as if they're all a status of Bechara Meiser. You do redeem, I should take it back. Let's say there's 10 karbanas here, 2 Bechara Meiser, 8 other karbanas. You do redeem the 8 other karbanas. You don't know which is which, but you lay out the money for the redemption of the 8 other karbanas in order to take the Kedusha off them onto this money. And then you use the money from your pocket, this redemption money, to go buy new replacement karbanas for the non-Bechara Meiser. Of course, you spend the 8 more expensive animals, the value of those, as opposed to the 2 least expensive, you assume that those were the Bechara Meiser, L'chumra, and you have to top it, you have to make sure to spend the more expensive money on the other animals. But you can't redeem the Bechara Meiser that was mixed in this mixture. And last, we said that certain animals can't get mixed up, Asherim and Chatas can't get mixed up because they're unique in their type of animal. Now, quick shaila that came before this, the pre-Elio. There's a fellow who used to do kaparis, he had a chicken coop, and he used to let people come to Kaparis, sell, I guess he would sell the rights to the chickens, until today. And after Kaparis was done, one of the chickens, he tied a little red string around the chicken's leg. So he knows this chicken was used ready for Kaparis, was used, and he put it back in the coop. He came back to the coop a little while later, and the red string was on the floor. So now he knows he has a chicken that already had Kaparis done to it, mixed with all the other chickens. What do you do? Do you say, but the brave? That's a question we have in our Gemara. Apparently in our Gemara should be said, you don't say, but the brave. When you have a chattas that's mixed up all the components, you don't say, but the brave. So the Shalit came from the Pir Elio, and he said, well, let's look, analyze our Gemara. So we're not going to get this today. It's actually tomorrow's daf. We mentioned this yesterday, that why Taka don't you say, but the brave by us? Why don't you say, but the brave? That question the Gemara does ask today. Why don't you say, but the brave? And Gemara's going to go off on different answers because we're going, our Mishnah goes like the Man Amr that says, a davar chashiv, this is actually, I think, with the Shruliaks or a son, was saying this yesterday by the Shia, this Svara, right? A davar chashiv, he was saying it more because the animal is alive. That's not the Svara that Gemara's going to say today. But a davar chashiv is not batal. Even Mirayv, even though you have Rayv, a davar chashiv is not batal. That's the Gemara's Svara today. Of course, your mayor's opinion. We'll speak about it just in a few moments. Fine. Then tomorrow's stuff, the mayor's going to say, don't go there just like our mayor or like another man number of, who also says that things that are counted are batal. Go like the Rabbanan. Then you do say bittul. But when you say bittul, this is the concept we spoke about yesterday, bittul b'rayv is when something comes out from the rayv. So if I have a mixture, I have 9 stores of kosher, 1 store of treif, and a piece of meat is found outside the 10 stores on the floor, the piece of meat has left the rave, it left the area of confusion, called the parish, mubah parish. Whatever separated itself is from the rave. So I assume the meat's for sure kosher. As opposed to what? If I walked into one of the stores and bought a piece of meat, and I just don't remember, I have no recollection which store I bought the meat in. I don't know if it was the corner store, the middle store, the other store, one of them is treif, one of the stores, and 9 are kosher. I don't know which store I bought the meat from. We have a klal, it's called kol kavua, kemech tzamech tzami. When it's stationary, when the item in question was stationary, even though it's a ratio of 9 to 1, same odds, it's 50-50. Kol kavua, kemech tzamech tzami. Based on a pasuk. Don't try to figure out mathematically. It doesn't work. Okay. Kol kavua, kemech tzamech tzami. Whatever is kavua, whenever I take it from the kavua, the place, kemech tzamech tzami. So, why not an argamar, according to Rabbanan? Let's say rave does work, even according to Rabbanan. Why not argamar is no good? Because it's called kavua. I have a mixture of chattas and other animals, karbanas, together in a corral. I have other karbanas with the chattas. It's kavua. Any animal I take out, I'm taking it from the mixture. I don't care if it's 9 to 1 or 99, or in this case, 999 to 1. I don't care. There's no bittul. That's what the Gemara says. But there's an etza. Why don't we allow the guy to put them into a confined area, open area, with room to move? And as every single one of them walks out, what is he? He's a parish from the rave, right? So why don't I do the etza? The answer is it's a gzeira. You may come to mess up and not do it properly. You may come to take it while it's still kavua, and therefore it's no good. Says the Pri Elio, this is all great by karbanas. You're talking about chattas and mesis. You're talking about kachim on the mizbeach. You're talking about bringing perhaps chattas mesis on the mizbeach. We're very worried. We're geyser gzeira that what you may come to do mechtzah mechtzah kaparas. It's a beautiful thing. It's a nice minig. But certainly over there would be no gezeira that you make up to mess up. And therefore, says the Pri Elio, what this guy should do is, he should move the chickens all to a confined area, which is going to force them to kind of scatter. And as they scatter, he could take each and every one and use them for kaparas, because you have the power of rape. Over there we'd say rape. That was his etza, and genius etza, based on our Gemara. Okay, let's do more stuff. I'm not sure how that works. We'll have to delve more into that as we go through the parak. Right, Mel's asking, when do you say... I'm not sure if you're right about that. I'm not sure if we disregard the ones that already left. When the final ones leave. We'll have to see. Okay. My afilu. And the Mishnah says afilu. Now, we said the Lashon Mishnah's mashma that afilu, even one heter, one carbon heter in 1,000 of Isser is not batal. Of course not. Answer the Gemara simple. All carbonis that got mixed into them, not that got mixed into. We thought the Mishnah means a kosher carbon that got mixed into chattas mesis, so we were bothered. The ratio is 999 chattas mesis to one carbon. We're switching the Taisha out to mean, we're touching the Mishnah, all carbonas that were mixed into the kosher carbonas, a chattas mesis or a sharniskel. I feel echabri, but even one chattas mesis or one sharniskel into 1,000 kosher carbonas, Yamusukulam, they all have to die. So now, of course, the Mishnah is saying a massive chiddush. There's no bittul even because even 1 in 1,000. Okay. Frank Gemar, Tanin Chadazimna. This halacha we've taught elsewhere. It's a Mishnah in Temura. We learned What is it saying? Tamura. Kol asur in the gam mizbeach. Aysum bekol shein. Anything which is asur the gam mizbeach. Anything which is asur to as a carbon on the mizbeach is asur bekol shein. Asur even as a minority in a larger amount. And a Rav and Irva. The Mishnah brings an example of Rav and Irva. Now let's remind ourselves. We said yesterday Rav and Irva could be one of two things. Rav and Irva could be a case with this Edim. If there's Edim, what's that called? A Shar Niskel. It's a Shar Tzchayev Skila. If it's Edim to Revia, that it was sodomized with the person, then it's Chayev Skila, Shar Niskel. Then it's for the category of Isser, not only to the Mizbeach, it's even Asabana to a regular guy. If it's Rav and Irva Al Pied Echad or Al Pi Bailim, then it's Asr as a carbon. But it's still mutter to the person deed, right? That was the second category of Mishnah. So either way, let's see. The Mishnah too already says that things that are aslam mizbeach are even a kolshu. So why is our Mishnah not repetitive? It's already been torn into Mura. Amar, I mean the Tumura is later Masech, but it's been torn elsewhere. Amar Avashi, I'm Rasa Shmatik Pedro, I've seen me for Azrichan. I said over this memra, this psak, this Mishnah father of Yishimi with the question, and he said, there's a need for both Mishnayas. Dima Hasramav Min Hanimi Lugavaya. So he interprets the Mishnah in Tamura of speaking about a case where there were no Edim, that is Rav and Irva. It was either Eid Echad or Bailam. So in Tamura it's talking about where it's only Usser to the Mizbeach, not Usser to Lahedjit, to a regular person. So over there we said there's no Bittel. It's Aslam Mizbeach, remains Aslam Mizbeach, but like we said, there's still an Eid. So what do? You let it get a mum, redeem it, use the more expensive money for karbanas, and the rest of the money could be used privately because it's mutabana anyway, right? So, if you only have the mission tamura, have a minhanim l'gavaya, I'd say the sack there's no bit only applies, where it's only us l'gavaya. So like we said, there's episonate avalahedja, but in our case, where it's us even l'hedja, the first din of our mishnah, b'chatas mesis, and by shara niska, with us or even l'hedja, there's no eitzah, emele, maybe there we employ the idea of bitul, because otherwise you're losing all these animals. V'mehacha, and if you only have our Mishnah, maybe they only have our Mishnah, I would say have a minhani this year ban no aninu avan emalei. I would say the other way. Maybe ours was just so usser shara niskel chatas meses are usser not only legavaya the ivas lehedjit they're so usser ban no. There's no bittel because the isser so chamer. But over there where the isser is only legavaya, maybe over there there's bittel. Maybe you actually say proper bittel because the isser is not so chamer b'chal. So maybe bittel would apply. Says, and it could be used even for carbon. Rashi says. Right? Without even having to get a mum. Meaning, ironically enough, it's funny, where there's an Eitzah, you don't even have to employ the Eitzah. Right? The point is, since there's an Eitzah, it's not so chamer. Don't forget, there's a concept of rave that we're still ignoring. Right? There's a concept of rave. So maybe I say bittul b'rave, because I say, since it's not so chamer, it's bittul, and I don't even have to let it graze, let it all go on the mizbeach. So kamash malan, that it's not only usser by us, where the isser is isser hana, in our mission, in our first case, even the case of tamura, where the isser is an isser the mizbeach, but not a spana, still we don't say bittul, and we have to let it, in that case, have to let it graze, but we don't employ bittul. So we needed both our Mishnah and the Mishnah tamura. But there's an obvious question. We all know this. We spoke out the second case of Mishnah is the case, again, the first case of Mishnah was where it's asabana, it's shara neskel, it's chatas mesis, asa the mizbeach, asa the person. The second case was the case where it's only api nech, api bailam, where it's asa the mizbeach, but it's mutter the person. That's mamish the way you touch the case of Tamura. So our second case in our Mishnah is the second case, is the Mishnah Tamura. In fact, Tamura, the case where it's not asabana, our Mishnah taught that case as well. That was the second group in our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, miktani. Now we have a shot in the gears here, but we'll be gears. Either is fine. Bekama or kol shein asam tani. Either way, the amount that you don't see bittul in is only said over there. If you remember, actually, when we read our Mishnah, Rashi, we spoke yesterday, Rashi says, in the first case of the Mishnah says, even 1 in 1,000. Second in the Mishnah, case of the Mishnah, we said you could have learned the Mishnah to be a continuation of 1 in 1,000. What did Rashi say? 1 in 1. Right, that was the bottom Rashi on a base, I know base, right? Rashi's, I think it's the last Rashi of the page, but one of the bottom Rashi's. Rashi says, Echad Bechad, very good, 1 in 1. So in our Mishnah, all you see is that 1 in 1, there's no bittul, there's eights of what? Let it graze. How do we know that it's the same guideline, even Bekoshkin, even 1 in 1,000, like the beginning of the Mishnah, like our Mishnah's Resha, where it says, Be'isser, how do we know that we say even Bekoshkin? Our Mishnah says Bekama, the Mishnah Tamura says Bekama. Now why not just say the amount in our Mishnah and have it much shorter, instead of repeating the whole thing of Tamura? Okay, good gosh, the Tamura's not bothered by that. I'm not sure why. But the Mishnah Tamura, the point is, as long as we have the added Chiddush, the Mishnah Tamura, it doesn't bother us. Our Mishnah Taka is referring to the halacha of, where it's not Asa Lahejit, but the Mishnah didn't say the amount. And the Mishnah Tamura is saying, even by 1 in 1,000, even by Kol Shein, you still don't say Bittul, so it's giving the amount. Okay. In fact, tomorrow, V'nisni Havla Baha. Very good. The Mishnah Tamura asked a better question than what I was asking. Not why not by us just add the amount, leave it our Mishnah B'chol. At the end of the day, the Mishnah Tamura encompasses our Mishnah's din, and elaborates on it. Remember, the din of Isra Hanah, a case of Chatan Meses, or a case of Jar Niskel, that's our Mishnah, the first part of Mishnah, that has to stick. But the second case of our Mishnah, which is where it's only Asr the Gavaya, not Asr for Hedyot. For example, if it was Nevet Ali Dei Erech Aru Adei Bailam, right? If it was Nirva, Revev Nirva, Dei Erech Aru Adei Bailam, we're saying that's the same case, our Mishnah, second case of our Mishnah, and the case in Tmura. But the case in Tmura elaborates also the Shear, even one of 1,000, so just say the case in Tmura, and eliminate our Mishnah B'chal. Right, that's a good answer. Imar doesn't say that answer, but it's a good answer. Mel's answering that you find the concept that often the Mishnayos will quote something that's not necessary here, it's been taught elsewhere, but it relates to our topic, so the Mishnah kind of repeats, like we have Gemara, I can't remember, I think it's about if a person's Mekadosh and Isha al Tanai, that she just can't have a mum, right? So it's taught in Kedushin, Lagabe Lach of Kedushin, and it's taught in Ksuva, it's the same Mishnah, because it's relevant to the din of Ksuva, right? In the case where there's a Mekatayas, if you're not Chayav Ksuva. So the same Mishnah is taught in two places, but it's relevant in both places. It's repetitive, but since it's relevant, it's taught in both places. So to hear, since it's relevant, this halacha, so it's condition, good answer. Gemara says, I would say a better answer. Answer to the Gemara, Takanta Tzuchale. The Mishnah in Tmura didn't say the solution. Our Mishnah said the solution. What was the solution to our Mishnah? You let it graze and get a mum, and then you sell the more expensive ones, you just assume those are the carbon, lechumra, and you sell those for the carbon, and the cheap ones you keep for yourself, the value. So since the Mishnah teaches the Eitzah in our Mishnah, it is requisite. Now you can go back to my question. Why can't you just teach it all together, the Shear and the Eitzah in one place? Okay. The Hedyot Nami Tana, the fact tomorrow, but still. So you have so far, we have three, we have our Mishnah teaching the din of something which is usher to both Gavai and Hedyot. We have then our second case of our Mishnah and the Mishnah Tmura teaching case which is only us to go and us to Hedyot. In fact, but there's another Mishnah teaching the case of something which is us to even the Hedyot. Meaning the first case of our Mishnah is taught elsewhere. Where is that? And if I deserve the fine dalad. The Hedyot Nami Tanalei, Fe'ilu Eisr, Mesum Bekolshein, the following items usher and the usher Bekolshein. The usher even a minute amount. The usher even a minimum, even though they're a strong minority in the mixture. What are they? Yayin Nesech. Avayz Chavim, Yayin Esach, wine that was used for Avayz Zara, Avayz Chavim, or Avayz Zara itself, it's Asbana. We're saying over there, even if it's 1,000, it's not Batal. So we see clearly, these items are Aser, even because Shu, these Isri Rana. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah Tzrichi? The Mishnah says, still, you need a why. Dime Hasim Havamin Lehedyet. That Sugin of Avayz Zara was Taka teaching, you don't say Batal, even by 1,000. But over there, it's talking about Legabe Hedyet. It was talking about private use. When it comes to karbanis, think of what's going on over here. I have 1,000 kosher chattises. I'm going to let them all go to waste. Kosher chattises like gavaya, because one of them is chattis mesis. Maybe when it comes to gavaya, maybe there is a stronger dimbitl in order not to lose them, even though it's asabana. And if you only have our Mishnah, where it says that by kachim, we don't say bitl, even 1 in 1,000 by davar, which is asabana. We don't say bitl, you have to lose all these karbanas. I'd say, if you don't, and so we say our Mishnah, don't say the Mishnah of Vaidazara. The answer is, hav amin hani mi kachim demayas. I would say, dafka by kachim, you know what? Really there is bitl. Even though it's asabana, 1,000 to 1, of course there's bitl. You know why you don't say bitl by kachim? Because it's mayas to being a pasla, karban on the mizbeach, because of how lofty it is, it's more disgusting. So dafka by karbanas, you see, it's all going to be asr, avachulun doi mayas, chulun with his own mayas. It's not as despicable having an iser be bitl and having some chulun, some iser mixed in. At the end of the day, it's only chulun. Maybe by iser na, it'll still be but the brave. So therefore, we need our mishnah and the mishnah of Vaidazara. So we explained so far why we need our mishnah's two cases, and really both the first two cases of our mishnah have parallel dinim. The first case has a parallel dinim of Vaidazara by iser na. The second case has a parallel dinim of Tmura by Islam is Bayach. But we explained why we need all of these. Well, I will call all four, right? All four of these limudim. Fine. Fektimara, the question of the day. V'nebatlu beruba, why are we not saying that the iser animal, the chatas amesis, the sharniskel, is batal bereiv? V'chi tamas, the Mara already assumes you have a simple answer. The Mara jumps right into the answer of the limitations of when you say bitl bereiv. V'chi tamas, chashiv lebatli, maybe you say it's chashiv and it's not batal, the animal is a chashiv and not batal. We'll see what the criteria for chashiv is. Hani chlamand amar. Koshtag, now the truth is we're going to have a Mishnah, let's speak outside first. We're Mary's going to say anything that's counted, anything that gets counted out separately, 1, 2, you count out the item, that gives it a chashivas, and that's not batal, anything. He's more encompassing as to what's not batal, because it's counted. The Rabbanan argue and say 6 or 7, depends on what you like, more items, are chashiv, are batal, everything else is batal. Everything else could be, at some, you can sell a corral of animals without counting it, right? So everything else is, well, I mean, again, using the word counting is going back to our Meir Shita, mistake. The Rabbanan say everything else is batal besides for the 6 items we're going to discuss. Fine. But the Mara is saying, we'll jump right away off the Rabbanan, and we'll assume the fact he's saying Bittul doesn't work here, at least goes with the Mandamer that says when you count, something that's counted is not Bittul. So the Gemara is bothered that we're going to explain the Shita who says something which is counted is not Bittul, it's a Machlekesh, Rebbecha, Mishlekesh, what does that mean? Is it only something which is always counted and sold individually, or is something which is even sometimes counted and sold individually is not Bittul? Which one is it? Because behemoths are certainly, that we're not going to argue about, the Gemara takes for granted that behemoths are something which are sometimes counted. Sometimes you'll sell a whole corral. You see this whole corral? $20,000, it's yours. Whether it's 84 animals, 88 animals, it's yours, right? For the same price. Sometimes they're counted. So since it's sometimes counted, according to the opinion that we say when it's sometimes counted, it's not batal, good answer. That's the author of our Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says only something which is always counted isn't batal, according to our mayor, who's the author of Mishnah? It's not the Rabbanan or a mayor. Let's see it inside. According to my number, who says whatever is ever counted, according to our mayor, is not batal. So therefore, behemoths are sometimes counted and therefore not batal. The Mandamah says that which is always only counted, only things that are always counted is not batal. Behemoth doesn't meet that criteria. Behemoth is not always counted and therefore it should be batal even according to our mayor, the Tanan. And the mayor elaborates on the Mishnah. Misha Chavil Tilson, a person who has bundles of Tilson, is fenugreek. He has bundles of fenugreek. The key point of here is it's klai karam. It was klai of the vineyard. Way through the klai of the vineyard. What does the pasuk say? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Top Rashi. Tichsev pentuktash tukadesh. We learn that it's got to be burnt in a fire. We darsh the pasuk to be burnt in a fire. So what do you do? Yidluku. Top word of the page. I'm based on base. Yidluku. You let it. You have to burn it. Nizar v'achirim. If these bundles became us with other bundles that were mutter bundles. So I have my iser klai karam mixed with other bundles. Kul and yidlaku, they all have to be burnt. There's no bittul. Tivrei Meir says there's no bittul. Chamaimim, Yal Bechem Masayim Chav says there is bittul. The Chamaim hold that by Klayim, when you have a ratio of 200 to 1, you say bittul. Now Rabbi Meir agrees that. So why is Rabbi Meir arguing that there's no bittul? Mark explains. Shayir Rabbi Meir Aimer Kol Shadaki Laman is Mekadesh. Anything which is the derech to be counted is Mekadesh. Anything which is normal to be counted, it becomes usser, makes the renders entire mixture usser, and you don't say bittul. Mekadesh means you don't say bittul. Whatever is normal to be counted. And therefore, since these bundles are normal to be counted, you don't say bittul. The chamer mecham argue, chum say, and mekadesh el shishi ramavad. The chum say, only the following six items make a mixture considered not nullified. They don't become nullified in a mixture. What are they? I'm sorry. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a shiver. Kiva says there's a seventh. What are they? What are the 6/7? Eluheim, Egezi Prach, the nuts of Perach's place. Vermini Badan, or the pomegranates of Badan again, a place. Vachavi Stumes, sealed barrels of wine. Chilfe Tardin, beet stalk, Kilche Kruv, cabbage stalks. It's funny, these things are chashev. I was always very surprised. Yeah, yeah. But don't notice, it's very specific. Items of specific locales, but okay. Udlas Yevanis, the Greek gourd, those are the six things. Rabbi Kiva, Ayim, Maisif, Afkir Shababayas, also the loaves of bread of Babayas, Achashav, Babayas, private breads, they're not produced in a sale, in a store for a massive sale, so therefore each one is considered chashev, and therefore it's not batal. Haroila arla arla varla karkam karam. Now, in this number of 6 or 7 items, those that are fit for arla, namely those that grow on trees, are arla. So, example, the parach nuts, the badan pomegranates, the wine casks, those are all roila arla, they come from the tree. And when it comes to klayim, we're talking about the beets, the cabbage, the gourd, and the, according to Bekiva, the seventh item, which is the bread, those will come from klayim. Okay. Klai Karim. Fine. So it says clearly in that Mishnah that Racham is saying you say Bittul besides for those 6, or according to Rekiva, 7 cases, you say Bittul. But a mayor says anything which is counted, you don't say Bittul. So that's going to be the answer of our Mishnah. You don't say Bittul because it's counted. Vitmar Allah. Now we have a machlokes in our mayor's opinion. Rabbi Yechon Amar es shadak lemana sheninu. Don't say kol, whatever is ever counted. Say only that which is always counted. That's not Bittul. But if it's only sometimes counted, it would be Bittul. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, as long as it's sometimes counted, it's not batal. So interesting enough, Rish Lakish is more machmer in that he's saying as long as it's sometimes counted, it's not batal. But Rish Lakish will be the author that could fit with our Mishnah. Rish Lakish, according to Meir. Hanich Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, in Meir, who says as long as it's sometimes counted, it's not batal. Animals are sometimes counted. So it's beautiful. The author of our Mishnah is Meir. It's not the Rabbanan, it's not Rekiva, but it's Meir. Elder Rabbi Yechon, Michael, remember, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's not the Rabbanan, it's our mayor. Why? Because even our mayor says only something which is always counted, and behemoths, like we spoke out, sometimes you'll sell a whole corral. You say, take a guesstimate, look at the amount of animals in the corral, I'll sell it to you for $20,000, and the sale's done. You don't count out each animal. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you don't always count it out, it's not batal. It is batal. And back to the question, why Mishnah is not batal? Amar Papa, we'll stop at this. Hai Tana, Tana Delitzchik Tziyasu. You're right. There's another Tana. It's the same Tana of the Mishnah of Litrik Tziyas. The Amar, this Tana says, Kol Davar Sheyesh Boi Minyan, Afilu B'drabon Le'batal V'kol Shekem Adraisa. This Tana says that anything which has a minyan b'chlal, for example, a liter of Tziyas, we're calling that a minyan even, a measurement of weight, even that's a minyan. A liter of ktzias, a filu b'darban, even in a rabbinic din, it's not batal. Kol shekein in a biblical din, it won't be batal. So certainly that Tana could be the Tana of our, the Mara's going to quote the Bryce in a second, but that will leave it for tomorrow, but the next line. But that Tana would be the Tana of our Mishnah, who holds that what? That you don't say bittul by the animals in our Mishnah, because since they are sometimes counted for sure, you won't say bittul. So we have an author for our Mishnah, not the Rabban Armeir, but the Tana of the Spice of Lichik Tziyos. Tomorrow we're going to say another answer, Emir Tashem, how the author of the Mishnah could be the Rabban themselves, like we spoke out, and it's a Gezerah, really, you say Bittul, but the whole problem is it's a Gezerah of Kavua, Kemechza, Mechza Dami. We'll pick up tomorrow, Emir Tashem.